Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a previous almanac, Extension genetics specialist Matt Spangler discussed new expected progeny differences, or EPD traits, for producers to choose from. He says the list of EPDs and indices continue to grow, and with all the selections producers have to choose from, Matt says it's critical to have a list prepared before buying bulls and encourages producers to ask themselves some basic questions about their operation before buying.
And I always liken it to going grocery shopping. So I go grocery shopping. It's best that I have a list, because if I don't have a list, there's a pretty good chance that I'm going to come back home with a whole bunch of stuff that at the time seemed like nice to have, and none of it was something that we needed. So having a list, and that list is really what we might call a breeding objective. So answering simple questions like, do I retain my own replacement females? When do I sell my calves? Is it at weaning, or do I retain ownership through the feed yard? Answering those simple questions helps define which traits are economically relevant to me. And once I know that, then that long list of EPDs and indexes gets shortened considerably, because I've identified the ones that have a chance at improving profitability for me. The thing that can help producers even more is actually knowing how their calves and cows perform now. So roughly, how big are my cows? How much do my calves weigh at weaning? If I retain ownership, what's their average hot carcass weight, and how are they grading? If I know those things, then I know I may need to put a little bit more emphasis on one thing versus another. So being able to understand what your goals are, where you stand currently, helps narrow the list. And using the economic selection indices that I mentioned helps simplify things a bunch. Because if I know that I retain ownership on females and sell calves at weaning, then I've identified an index that focuses on that, and it allows me to use one tool instead of having to focus on a multitude of EPDs.
Of course, when it comes to breeding, it does take two to tango, so to speak. Matt talks about why bull traits and characteristics have more influence than cows do on calves.
Well, in terms of the calves that they produce, the bull contributes half of the genetics, and the cow contributes the other half, right? So it's a team. We usually place more emphasis on sire selection simply because a bull is going to produce so many more calves in a herd than a singular cow will. And so a bull has an outsized footprint on the next calf crop. But certainly ensuring that the bulls you select to create the daughters you retain are in check. In other words, you've selected bulls to create good replacement females based on fertility and optimal size, those kinds of things, helps ensure that the cow herd is contributing their part. The other important thing is, again, knowing where you stand. How are your calves actually performing helps you determine if you're headed on the right path or not, and what changes need to be made.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.